This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of mayhem and destruction, self-inflicted for the most part because of Team Demento, Joey Demented Biden's crackerjack team of incompetence. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to, giving you the truth about leftism, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. So, let's talk about what our network does. We solve problems. I get tired of hearing about, oh, there's this and there's that, and a restatement of everything that's going on. Joe Biden is a lunatic. We should make sure we never elect another lunatic. So you should be looking at voter fraud, how to change the hearts and minds of leftists, standing up for what you believe in. What do you believe in as a conservative? Are you willing to stand on principle? Because I do every single day. I don't care who I'm in front of or what's being talked about. If I disagree with it, I say it. I'm being in front of black folks, family or otherwise. Donald Trump, whatever. Shut up, man. Donald Trump, look at your feckless clown Joe Biden. Are you happy with him? How are you living, man? Nothing's improved for blacks, women, gays, Latinos, Muslims, you name it. Nothing under Biden. We're all under the tyranny of a government that wants you dead. Unless you can be productive and you'll keep your mouth shut, they want you dead. And Joe Biden is demonstrating leftism on steroids in Afghanistan right now. And you know what he's happy about? You want to know what leftists are super happy about right now? People listening to Kevin Jackson? That would be me, speaking of myself in the third person. Because I am like that. I've got it like that. Joe Biden is thankful for Hurricane Ida. Because it takes their minds off of D-Day, the day that he's supposed to get all the Americans and the Afghanis who supported us out of Afghanistan without any type of, you know, more trauma or drama. Is it going to happen? No freaking way. It's not going to happen. Joe Biden doesn't want you to hear about the death, the mayhem, the people who are fighting for their lives as they try to get out of that godforsaken third world crap hole that Donald Trump called it legitimately. He doesn't want you thinking about how bad he screwed the pooch because he violated every tenet of the evacuation 101. He doesn't want you to realize he doesn't know where all the Americans are. Hostages are going to be left. He's already got an administration making excuses for what's going to happen in the aftermath. How many people are there? We'll get back to you on that. You going to get everybody out? We'll get everybody out that wants to get out. It's like, I will create save 5 million jobs, right? If I can't create them, well, then I saved them, didn't I? They always got a way to get out of something. Hurricane Ida. Woo! It could be the biggest storm. It's a superstorm. Come on, Kevin Jackson. It's a super. You want to know what Hurricane Ida has done? The mayhem and destruction? One death. Not exactly enough of a crisis to keep things in the media cycle very long for leftists. But there's always hope for more death and destruction and chaos. How do you spin it, leftists? I'm anxious to see how you're going to make this such a big deal. You're not going to hear them complaining about global climate farce when the hurricane knocks their lead story out of the lead. They don't want to tell you about the
Hurricane Ida is a tragedy. Oh, my gosh, this is horrible, blah, blah, blah. Let's all focus on the hurricane.
Oh, they got downgraded to a tropical storm. Dang it, man. Dang it. A tropical storm and one death. Don't misunderstand me. If you're the dude that died, I feel for you. If you're related to him, know the person. It was a man, from what I'm told. I feel bad. If you're in the path of the destruction, I feel bad for you. But hey, here's a little thing to keep in mind. If you live on the coast of Florida or Louisiana or anywhere on the East Coast, hurricanes hit there. That's what happens. So Ida was reduced to a tropical storm. Trust me, folks, Democrats are devastated that this storm was downgraded and that it only killed one person. How much juice can you get out of that lemon to make lemonades out of that disappointment? Democrats want to, they need superstorms bigger than the previous season. They need something to compare. They can't have a hurricane season that don't produce enough hurricanes that really continue to be hurricanes. Yeah, I'm using their word. I know it's hurricanes for those of you who are new to the program. I make a lot of jokes. So they can't.
Oh, this hurricane season has been more hurricanes because of global climate change. There's the ferocity of the hurricanes is really more because of global climate change. Everything is fear and chaos, and the sky is falling, Chicken Little.
More people died of food poisoning than this hurricane. Dang it, man! Where's a real hurricane when we need one? Why can't we conjure one up that will do what Katrina did, for example? Huh? Democrats, man. Woo! They gotta give you, they gotta hype it up. They call it hyperbole. We shorten it to hype, but that's what it is. It's hype. We gotta hype it up. Joe Biden, he's got 1,050 million people have been evacuated today alone because it's D-Day in Afghanistan.
Joe Biden got more people out of Afghanistan in a single day than has ever been gotten out of Afghanistan in the history of getting people out of Afghanistan.
Oh, and by the way, Hurricane Ida is coming on the coast. It's going to kill us all. You better pay attention. Don't pay attention to Afghanistan. We'll tell you what happened in Afghanistan a little later, okay? Just take your mind off that for a while, because we got a bad hurricane beaming down. Oh, I know, it's a little hurricane, but it's going to gain strength. Yeah, it'll gain strength. And when it gains strength, you better watch out what happens, because, man, it could kill everybody. Let me tell you, New Orleans, evacuate. Houston, Texas, evacuate. The Carolinas, you're on notice. New York, just in case. Massachusetts, all of you, you better be careful. Because it could come there and kill you all. It's worse than COVID. Oh, yeah. And we're in the midst of this whole woo flu thing, too. So, whoo, it's doubly bad for you Southerners, especially you East Coast Southerners that eat your grits. How long does it take you to cook your grits? I don't eat instant grits. No Southerner would dare to have instant grits. Well, how long does it take you to cook your grits? Longer than it takes a hurricane, a tropical storm to form into a hurricane and back. We got a lot to talk about today, folks, including this storm. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/KevPerks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
And now, a special report. With the kickoff of election season, politics has invaded every aspect of American life. Today, a political showdown occurred in the most unlikely of places. Weather forecasts. With News Radio 740 KTRH reporting that the seventh tropical depression was forming off the western coast of Africa, the National Weather Service called an emergency meeting to name the potential hurricane.
What's Sheila Jackson Lee?
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee was there to repeat her annual demand that this potential hurricane carry an African-American name like Shamiqua, Loquacious, Obsequious, Shenane, or Tyrone.
African-Americans, Negroes should be second-class citizens forever.
The Congresswoman noted that blacks seem to be hit hardest by hurricanes, similar to when thousands of crackheads and welfare queens in New Orleans' Ninth Ward refused to leave after Katrina and were forced to take public buses to Houston and live off of Texas charity.
Those people with pre-existing disease.
A surprise presentation was made by white community activist Michael X, representing the Christian Nation, who stated,
"This Michael X and the white nation won't stand for this. That dog won't hunt, Sister Sheila Jackson Lee. We're going to name it a redneck name this time. Redneck's been picking at the bottom of the barrel for long enough. If we can't get a hurricane name for a redneck, we're going to tear this whole damn town."
Center staff retired into their private chambers for several hours and emerged with the name of the seventh tropical depression of the season. And it is... Earl. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee reacted.
I am outraged.
But vowed to fight harder on the next name.
Winners never quit, and quitters never win.
Michael X hosted a victory celebration and added...
That's right, Earl. It's her the name, Earl. The White Nation done got us a hurricane. Michael X says the White Nation gonna fight till we get all the hurricanes. Actually, Earl's the middle name.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Michael Berry, an acquaintance of mine. He's a radio guy out of Houston, Texas. Funny, funny clip that he did there. Serious business. He's a bit of an egomaniac. I'll tell you guys a story about him real quick. Went on his show, and I had more people on Facebook than he had. And he looked at it. He was like, you got more people than I got on Facebook. And I was like, okay. And I thought he was joking. He says, I don't know if I like that. And I'm not kidding you. By the end of the segment, I was like, this dude's being serious. So I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go onto my Facebook page, and I'll see if we can get you more people than I have. I'll have my people go. And we did. We were neck and neck, but I was ahead of him by like 1,000. So I got 1,000 of my people to go over. So he would, you know, he would get his attitude in check. So this is amazing. People have too big egos in this thing. I'm telling you right now. Anyway, let's go back to this hurricane. That's helping Joe Biden, because let me tell you what, even if it was only for a minute, Ida, a redneck hurricane, by the way, if you listen to those names, helped Joe Biden. But here's what I want you to understand about the left and what they do. This is what Axios reported, Yahoo News reported, but Axios wrote this. Hurricane Ida jumped from a 105-mile Category 2 hurricane on Saturday to a high-end Category 4 monster by Sunday morning in a feat enabled by climate change, seasonal timing, and a dose of bad luck. Why it matters. This is posted. Understanding how Mother Nature's most powerful storms are changing is key to learning how to better protect coastal communities around the world. Everywhere from the mega cities of Southeast Asia to the small towns of the Louisiana Bayou. Now, this is a group of people that want you to believe that it jumped from 105 a mile per hour, category 2, to a high-end category 4 monster. That's the word they use to describe this hurricane. In a feat enabled by three things, climate change, seasonal timing, and a dose of bad luck. Hey, just out of curiosity, could we get rid of climate change and only use seasonal timing and a dose of bad luck? Because, see, that's what it used to be when you were talking about hurricanes, but not anymore. But let me just give you some other things. Here's another headline. Hurricane Ida tears roof from hospital as New Orleans fights double catastrophe of storm and COVID. That headline on Yahoo again came from, The Independent, because they got to get in COVID. And they describe Ida as catastrophic. And here's a report on it. Hurricane Ida weakened to a tropical storm Monday after slamming into coastal Louisiana as one of the strongest storms to make landfall in the region, cutting off power to more than 1 million homes and businesses, including the entire city of New Orleans. This powerful weather system continued to pose a danger for multiple states as it moved inland and was expected to trigger major search and rescue operations. But complicating those missions are inoperable 9/11 lines reported throughout southeastern Louisiana, including the heavily populated Orleans and Jefferson parishes. Officials earlier warned of, quote, life-threatening floods. At least one person, 60-year-old man, died in the Ascension Parish. Electric utilities reported that slightly more than 1 million homes and businesses were without power, and another 100,000 in Mississippi, and 200,000 customers in the city of New Orleans, et cetera, et cetera. And they described it as catastrophic damage. One death, 1 million households out of power. Well, let me give you some Katrina stats, just to put this into perspective, okay? Because you may have forgotten that, what Katrina did. The death toll was 1,836 from Louisiana, 1,577, primarily from Louisiana, 1,577 from Louisiana, 238 from Mississippi. More than half of the victims were senior citizens. The storm surge was 20 feet. 705 people are reported as still missing. Hurricane Katrina affected over 15 million people in different ways, varying from evacuation of their homes, rising gas prices, the economic suffering. An estimated 80% of New Orleans was underwater up to 20 feet. Katrina caused $81 billion in property damage, but they estimate the total impact to be $150 billion, earning it the title of the costliest hurricane in U.S. history. It impacted 90,000 square miles, affected roughly 1 million non-farm jobs, and still hundreds of thousands of local residents left unemployed by the hurricane. Now, do you think Ida compares with Katrina? One person died versus 1,836 people, and they are still calling Ida catastrophic to keep Biden out of the news cycle. And of course, Biden obliged. He declared it a national emergency. One death, 1 million people out of electricity or whatever for a bit. It's an inconvenience and it's a tragedy for the death. But really?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Entergy Louisiana, one of Louisiana's largest utility companies, is starting damage assessment again following Hurricane Ida. The company saying over 20,000 storm team members are canvassing the Baton Rouge and New Orleans areas to inspect lines and power substations. There are currently over 700,000 customers without power in the state. Louisiana Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards saying patience is key.
Homes are not going to be repowered anytime very soon, and they've got damage. And so we have shelter operations, more than 30 shelters now across the state of Louisiana.
COVID vaccinations are still on the rise amid ongoing concerns about the Delta variant. White House COVID coordinator Jeff Zients saying roughly 900,000 new vaccinations are happening in the United States every day. USA Radio News. House Republicans want to know how the U.S. plans to return Americans who were left behind in Afghanistan. An unknown number of U.S. citizens did not make it out during the final evacuations from the Kabul airport.
Never in my lifetime would I ever believe America would have an administration knowingly make a decision to leave Americans behind.
During a Capitol event, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy said he also wants to see a list of U.S. military weaponry and equipment that was left behind. McCarthy also paying tribute to the 13 American service members who were killed in the terrorist bombing at the Kabul airport last week.
They were the best of us, and we will never, ever forget, and we will always remember them as heroes.
Executive producer Mike Richards is leaving the Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune game show franchises following reports that he made offensive comments about several groups. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I know that there have been a lot of questions about this, but I just really want to try to get some clarity around after August 31st for people who will still be on the ground in Afghanistan and want to get out. Does the U.S. right now have a vision of a process that they will use to get people out after August 31st? And what is the commitment after August 31st? Is it absolute? If you want to get out of Afghanistan and you are, you know, that you and you help the U.S. military, you're an Afghan, you'll be able to get out. If you're a green card holder or someone else who wants to get out, is the U.S. guaranteeing that you will be able to get out?
We can guarantee, but what we can do is work toward, and this is what the President directed the Secretary of State to continue diplomatic efforts with international partners to secure means for third country nationals, Afghans with visas who may be eligible for our programs, of course, any American citizen who remains in country to leave the country even after the U.S. military presence ends. There's a means of mechanisms for that. Those conversations are ongoing. That's our objective. Our commitment does not change on August 31st. Obviously, we need to figure out the operational mechanisms, which is the conversation that's underway.
Boy, does that not give you confidence if you're an American stuck in Afghanistan? Wow. Woo, welcome back, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I tell you what, when Psaki comes on, I'm like, ooh, you better pay attention because she's about to deliver some goods, baby. Wow. Look. I've said this about Obama. If you are stuck anywhere, would you want that metrosexual pansy to be the guy that gives all he's got to do is make a decision, and he can't even do that. There's an entire TV show dedicated, a documentary on Obama giving the order to get Osama bin Laden. Really? You need to make a documentary on that? The number one criminal in the world, as voted by practically every country. And they said, when we located Osama bin Laden, Obama had to make the difficult decision. Do we get him or do we not? Oh, Kevin, yeah, well, they were talking about should we go into Pakistan or whatever. What? Let me tell you something. If I'm the president of the United States and you tell me, Mr. President, we've located the worst criminal of all time, the guy that killed 3,000 Americans in the World Trade Center bombings and orchestrated the whole thing. Why are you wasting your lungs on all the rest of that? Go get him. What are you talking about? This is not an executive decision. Well, Pakistan will be upset if we violate their airspace. And? I'll deal with that. You know the old saying? Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Go do it. I think I can handle Pakistan, okay? I got this. Me and the boys, you know, I'm playing cards with the SEALs and the Delta Force guys and, you know, Airborne and Army Rangers and Green Beret. And we're all there looking at me like, we got you, Prez. I know y'all do. I know y'all got me. But they got, Barack Obama, he agonized. He met in the war room. They stretched this thing out. This is like, it was like watching Rachel Maddow when she found out that Trump had released his taxes while she was going to do his tax reveal show. And talk about vamp. Barack Obama, did we mention how dreamy he is? Did we mention that he's born in Hawaii? You know, his mother was, you know, I mean, it was total vamp. And then they get to the meat of it, and they show pictures of him in the war room with his staff, leg up on the table, making that executive decision. Huh, am I playing basketball with Reggie Love, or are we walking on the beach tomorrow? I cannot recall, because, you know, he's lost in thought in the picture. He ain't even thinking about this. And then we go, oh, it's a big deal. Who gave the order? Barack Obama. He agonized over what? Shut up. Anyway, so Psaki's asked, what's going to happen after 8:31? D-Day. And she exudes the confidence of the Biden administration, what they've shown so far in Afghanistan. Please, Taliban, please don't hurt us, please. Shut up, you son of motherless goat. You whiny babies. I mean, I can't even imagine. Look, if I were Taliban right now, I would be mocking the United States. And China, have you heard, have you watched what China is saying? Things like, unless the relation with America improve, we will do whatever we want in Afghanistan. I mean, they're literally saying to Biden, you better treat us right or else. That's what they're saying to Biden. Or we'll go in there and disrupt. Really shocking that the group that has thousands of spies in every country, in every phase of operation, from government to academia, you name it, corporate America, they're stealing secrets, they're stealing everything, and they're, you need to cooperate better with us. And then they have the nerve to hack everything we do. The Chinese know everything about everybody. I'm just telling you right now, dude, if you go to China, trust me, they got black book on you. So I'm floored by this. Does the U.S. have a vision of the process after August 31st? The girl asked, what is the commitment? Then she says, if you're an Afghani, a green card holder, or whatever other status, is the U.S. guaranteeing that we're going to get you out? And what's Psaki say? Well, I mean, we can't guarantee it. That's shocking. We can't guarantee it. Hey, you're on your own. Diplomatic efforts. We will make diplomatic efforts with diplomatic partners, including negotiating with the Taliban. What is he saying? We're going to talk to Britain and France and Germany and see if they can help us. What? Let me tell you what you can call all those people that this girl's asking questions about. I've already said it in the program today. Hostages. Bargaining chips. She says, we'll understand what the means and mechanisms. I love when they start giving you language that has no real, you know, there's nothing to the means and mechanisms. How about you just give us the process? Here's what we're going to do. Anybody left behind will go to the U.S. embassy, because apparently we're still going to keep the embassy there or whatever. I don't know what they're going to say. You know, there will be a place that we've negotiated with the Taliban to where they will not touch our embassy. And we've made it clear in no uncertain terms, if somebody gets to our embassy, they're golden. We have a contingent of Marines there that will make sure that nobody overruns the embassy, etc. But the bigger threat is what we're going to do to you if they do. Stuff like that. Our objective, she says, our commitment does not change, which is what? So remember, the mission is we're getting out. We don't care who's left behind. We don't have to care about that. Our mission is we're getting out. Oh, and remember, it was our mission. It wasn't Trump's mission. Trump didn't say it. Oh, that's right. He did. He said we would be out by May 1st. And then it got extended because of the coup. I want to go back to two things. One, do you believe that we would be dealing with this situation if it were Donald Trump? Number one. You already know the answer. It's a rhetorical question. And number two, how would the media be handling it if Donald Trump's spokesperson were speaking like Psaki? with the level of confidence. We can't guarantee that we're going to get all these people out. We're going to make diplomatic efforts with diplomatic partners. We have the means and mechanisms. Our objective and our commitment hasn't changed. We're going to tuck tail and run. Mr. President, you've talked tough during your time as President of the United States, and why the change of heart? Why are you leaving men and women behind who are going to face certain death? You know, etc. Why didn't you have all the mechanisms, the means and mechanisms in place to get them out in the first place, Mr. President? The man who wrote the Art of the Deal, yada yada? That's what we'd be hearing. Now, I'm going to tell you, Barack Obama warned everybody about Joe Biden. Baby black Jesus. He got a lot of stuff wrong, and he is undoubtedly one of the worst presidents in American history. But he nailed one thing. And here's what Obama said, supposedly said to a Democrat at the time. Don't underestimate Joe's ability to F things up. He was a candidate. That person that was he was talking to is a candidate during the presidential primary. And he supposedly made that comment. It supposedly is a matter of record. I keep saying supposedly because I don't know. He didn't say it to me. But I've tried to debunk it. And people say, nope, he said it. Who did he say it to? Somebody running in 2020? Was it, it wasn't Hillary Clinton. Who was it? Was it Kamala Harris? And Obama added, you know who really doesn't have it? Joe Biden. Now, prior to that, Obama practically begged Biden not to run for president because he knew what would happen. Not the win, the exposure.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Obama begged Biden not to run. You don't have to do this, Joe. You really don't. That's what he said back in 2019. So why would Obama so vehemently oppose a Biden presidency? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. The reason? Because he worked with that clown for 8 years. How long would you need to work with Biden to know the guy is a first-class moron? According to journalists Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes, authors of Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency, Obama worried that his former vice president would embarrass himself on the campaign trail. Well, Democrats avoided that because they sidelined the old befuddled buffoon for most of the campaign. Recall that Biden was passed over in 2016 when Obama sided with Hillary Clinton over his demented number two. So Allen and Parnes noted this. It had stung badly in 2015 when Obama made clear his preference for Hillary Clinton, they wrote. Adding insult to injury, Obama advisors told Biden aides back then they didn't think he could beat Clinton. They pressured him to get out of the way. And Biden obliged. But not because he was a shoe-in from in 2020, but far from it. Obama's premonitions about Biden stood firm. He wanted Biden nowhere near the White House. And sadly for Obama and the other Democrats, the elites that actually rule the party, they rule them all out. But Obama still passively, aggressively undermined Biden. And he did this by being conspicuous, by his absence. Yeah, did you know? So after winning the South Carolina primary in March of 2020, Biden reportedly, remember when he said this? That he hadn't lifted, Obama hadn't lifted a finger to help him. This is what Biden had said to some aides privately. And though the Obamas were flush with cash in 2020, neither he nor Michelle gave a dollar to Biden, not during the primary and not during the general election. Because Obama knew the stench that came with the Biden name. And coming from that fairly smelly Obama name, that says a lot. Now, Obama's not a great guy for picking candidates. He picked Clinton. He couldn't carry her fat butt over the finish line. And he endorsed losers like Beto, the I'm really not a Mexican, or Rourke. But in the case of Biden, I stand with Obama. And Afghanistan offers proof not to underestimate Joe's ability to F things up, which is what Obama said about him. The mother of the fallen Marine, Riley McCollum, she blasted Biden and she called him a feckless, dementia-ridden piece of crap. And then she says, I'm going to try to calm down. I'm sorry. No apology necessary, lady. You don't have to say you're sorry. But the big talk came the other day when Biden was giving his press conference, and Ducey said, reminded Biden that he said, you know, the buck stops with you. Do you bear any responsibility for the way things have unfolded over the past few weeks? And amazingly, Biden, who's been in politics for 50 years, tried to blame Trump. He says, you know as well as I do that the former president made a deal with the Taliban and he would get all American forces out by May the 1st. And he stammered over it. He was going to get them out by May the 1st. And so Biden executes this absolutely chaotic fiasco of a withdrawal that gave the Taliban control of not only the airport, but the entirety of Afghanistan. And he could have easily done more to make this. Because remember this, because people forget these little details. Biden pushed the withdrawal back to September the 11th. We were going to, this everything that's happening today was going to be happening on September 11th in celebration of the Taliban, not only the Muslims bringing down the World Trade Centers on September 11th, but us leaving with our tail between our legs, and somebody smartly in the Biden administration, there at least exists one person that gets it and went, wait a minute, we cannot pick September 11th. We can't. So now they're staging this faux FAUX victory lap for Biden's flailing execution of a plan that Trump would have done without even breaking a sweat. So Ducey follows up with a question that suggested that Americans aren't upset with the troop withdrawal, but the botched manner in which it was executed. And Biden lowers his head in this defeated look and just sits there. And people are going, what is going on? Yeah, but it isn't because of the death of the Marines. It isn't because of the death of over 100 Afghani citizens. I don't know, did he need to gather his thoughts for just a bit because he's demented? Or did he really stop to think, I really am president, man. We pulled this crap off. But he got beat down on Twitter for this. And if you see the picture, you gotta see it, man. He's got his hands folded on his chin, And I think he was actually looking for sympathy. But it backfired. He looked like a feeble old man that just didn't know what to do. Here's what the Daily Mail put in a tweet. Biden adopts fetal position as he crumbles when asked over responsibility for deaths of 13 U.S. troops in Kabul. That's what they wrote. Wow. British broadcaster Pierce Morgan said Biden should hang his head in shame because he has, quote, committed an act of shocking moral cowardice in Afghanistan that shames America and should horrify anyone who has an ounce of humanity in their heart. Wow. Scathing, folks. And he goes on to say, this picture sums it up. He knows what he's done, and he knows it will destroy his presidency. Man, that wasn't even the worst. One Twitter user, they said, summed up the moment best when she tweeted, if this picture was Biden mourning the loss of life in Afghanistan, I wouldn't be bothered by it. In moments of tragedy, a person in power showing real human emotion can be calming. But that's not what this is. It's a reaction to a difficult question from the press. It's awful. See, what's funny, Biden doesn't know when to do the thing that would make maybe draw people in. And neither did Obama, for the record. Remember when something happened and Obama tried to, he fake cried? He's all like, these guns, it's a shame, they're killing people. And then a tear came down like that old, you know, Indian when in the commercial with the litter. If you're my age, you remember those commercials. West Studi. You know, he was an Indian dude. But it was like America and it was litter and that tear was just slowly going down his cheek. Obama tried that when gang members were shooting up Chicago and he was like, we need to do something. This is just pathetic, killing people. Well, he didn't do anything while he was there. He didn't do anything while he was president. Chicago is far more dangerous from 20 years ago than it was 20 years ago. And Obama had plenty of time to act. Anyway, there's so many different comments here that it floors me that, I mean, I don't know what the left is going to try to do, how they're going to try to spin this. And I had seen it at the time, but I was like, man, this is just it's interesting to watch that people are finally waking up to this. We have one other one. Who was the other person that commented? Let me find this. Yeah, adopts the field. Oh, I love this one. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this. He said, this is what weakness looks like. And it was so true. Look, I can't show you this on the radio, but if you get a chance, go see this picture and you'll see what I'm talking about. It showcases exactly what we know about Biden, exactly what we know about the Democrats. Political theater is what this was, and it blew up in his face. Joe Biden wanted to convince people that he was sympathetic to the Marines dying, that he was going to have one of those moments. And just like his predecessor, Barack Obama, the guy he learned under, where he tried to take that moment and steal it for himself, and people went, not buying it. They're not buying a lot of stuff. We didn't get to it today, but we will get to it tomorrow, and it has to do with Fauci. They're not buying him anymore either.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.